Exactly 40 years ago today, this program aired a story of a holiday miracle of sorts. It's the personal story of a man who tried to fix a car and how that broken car transformed into something else. NPR's Art Silverman narrated his story of self-discovery then and is back with this follow-up.
In 1979, my car stopped doing all the things that a car is supposed to do, like moving. It was never a very good car. It was a little green Fiat I bought for cheap. When it quit on me, my friend Larry Massett chronicled my attempt to get back on the road, starting with my trip to the repair shop called European Motors.
My car, the Fiat.
Yes.
Yeah, you said it's about, to do this job just now, you said something like
About $400, $450. You know, it's hard to estimate exactly by the penny.
My plan is to fix my own car. And I've never done that before.
You cannot do it. You have to have knowledge about cars. Yeah. I'm sure you never changed the timing belt, maybe.
I haven't changed the oil.
Even if you do the job, one thing will take you time, second parts, and after a while, if you have problem with the rings, you don't have car again.
For now, can I pick up the key? And good. Thank you very much.
What the man in the repair shop doesn't know is I'm going to beat him at his own game. I'm all set. A friend of mine is going to meet me once a week and we're going to work on my car till it's fixed. All my life I've been pushed around by these car experts. It's never been the money. It's been the humiliation. But now, at last, I'm going to do it myself.
Today's November 26th or so. What I picture is by close to Christmas time, you and I in this car with a bottle of champagne riding by European Motors, honking the horn. Maybe picking up that guy at the counter, asking if he wants a ride anywhere, anything we could get for you. You know, we're just riding around in my car. That's what I'm thinking of as I look at the motor now. I have a flashlight here, we can try to find the motor. You ready? I'm gonna open up the motor compartment now. I think that's the first thing we should do.
It seems nothing in there but a tire.
That's why I've had trouble doing work on it myself, is everything's just packed in here really tightly. I have to get this spare tire out of the front. I mean, the engine just doesn't look right. It doesn't look like it wants to come apart, you know what I mean? There's no place that you kind of lift here to remove. Wait, I see something that doesn't go anywhere. Wouldn't it be great if they overlook the fact that this hose is not connected to anything?
I think that's an overflow hose.
Oh. That's the kind of thing I'm going to be looking for. Something that I'll oversight.
But you know, this might not.
December 3rd. I encounter the first real problem. The hood of the Fiat is in the way, and the hood won't come off. It seems to be stuck.
Grab it with the pliers and push. Get it on the other side and pull.
Jesus.
I have a set of randomly chosen bits, but the only one that's missing is the one that I need. I mean, they make it without the one that you need. Well, I'm going to try working it out to you.
December 17th. Having failed to remove the hood, we begin the far more complicated task of taking apart the carburetor. I've sought advice, I've read books, and I'm ready for anything.
Here's what I've done today. I loosen it. See, you can see that's loose. It's okay, but it still doesn't want to give. I mean, I really was pulling on it. It should just pop right off.
December 24th. I've been working on the car now for almost a month. And it's obvious that something is terribly wrong. The carburetor won't budge. Books don't help me. Nothing helps. I'm not learning anything.
Okay, again, I'm looking for Phillips screwdriver. Why is it that there's always dogs barking when you do anything in your garage?
Just as things are looking hopeless, I remember there's a kid named Billy who lives down the block. He's 16 years old, and he likes to fool around with machines. Suddenly, I have a solution.
I said, come in.
Oh, hi. Is Billy here? I'm coming because I have the car that I wanted to give him. It's kind of a complicated story. If I was given a car at that age, I might have known a lot more now, and it might not be such a big thing. And it was just about his age is when I stopped caring about cars. It's been a big mistake, and there's no going back now. I'm just too old to do it. So maybe he'll have a better chance in life than I did. And that's really what I'm hoping, that he'll get that advantage that some of us never had.
Ah, you Billy?
Yeah.
Hi.
You're Art?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
I'm the one with the car. It doesn't run. Tell me you know a little about cars.
Not seriously, not really. But I'm willing to try. I've got the time this week to work on it.
What do you think you'll do with the car?
Take it to a friend's house and have me and two friends work on it.
As I walk over to the car with Billy and his friends, I feel, along with the heartache and disappointment, a great sense of satisfaction, a warm glow.
Take it away, Billy.
While everyone else was out buying expensive Christmas presents, I made my own. With my own two hands, I've made a used car and given it to a deserving child. I did it myself. And that's my New Year's resolution. Next year, I'm going to do everything myself.
Well, for these last 40 years, I wondered how my gift affected that young man. Did he manage to fix the Fiat and drive it for years and years and grow up to be a car mechanic? I didn't keep in touch with Billy, but this year I vowed to track him down, and I did. He grew up and calls himself Bill now.
We managed to get the timing belt on. It needed a new timing belt, and along the way we discovered that the valves were bent, so we needed to take the engine apart. And we didn't appreciate that once you have the engine apart, if it rains, it rusts solid. And then we ended up with a frozen engine block. And the car we worked on in a friend's driveway, and after a year and a half, his mother told us that we could no longer keep it there. So we sent it to our third friend's driveway, where we continued to work on it till we all left for college. And then when he came home from college, he discovered that his parents had sent it to the junkyard.
Billy, did you become a car mechanic in the end?
I didn't become a car mechanic. I went to medical school and went into medical research, developing new treatments for a variety of diseases, including cancer.
That's that was right. Easier than fixing my car.
Maybe not easier, but it was a natural path for me to follow, and it's been really great fun.
I feel like I've contributed a little bit to bettering the human race. It makes me very happy.
Thank you for the remarkable Christmas gift.
Thank you, Billy. You know, I thought you'd have potential as a car mechanic. I shouldn't be too disappointed, though. I guess this other career of yours worked out okay.
Amazing. That was the one and only Art Silverman, our colleague. The original story was produced by Larry Massett.